This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People are saying, oh, if we could just hang on, let's get there and let's celebrate as we wind down 2021. It's been wicked the last couple of weeks, hasn't it been? It's been a very crazy year. I mean, I'm sure if I went back into the archives, I'd probably say it at the tail end of so many of the other years that I've been doing this show for 15. But I think this is, to me, the biggest roller coaster that we've all been on. The last 2 years, anyway, I would say, I would put in that category. And, of course, so much of that centers around what's happened with the pandemic, what's happened to people's lives, the people who lost lives, family members. 800,000 people have perished to this SOB of a virus and these variants and the battle lines drawn, the rhetoric with those who get vaxxed, those who don't get vaxxed, the masking, the regulations, then the lack of regulations, and then too much regulations. I mean, you get it. We could stuff it all down into a stocking and it would continue to overflow, wouldn't it? My name is Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for hanging with us. So I'll tell you the one thing that really has been on many of our minds are these tornadoes. Now you have the central U.S. hit with 100-mile-an-hour winds and tornadoes. Thousands of people left without power. I have a friend in Colorado who jokingly posted on Facebook, oh, it's a candlelight dinner, but have no fear, it wasn't my husband, Matt. We don't have power. So all too common, right? It was just a wild, crazy, windy day. Down trees, power lines, widespread. I mean, very widespread. Portions of Oklahoma in the panhandle had to be evacuated Wednesday afternoon. All the lanes of Highway 287 closed down because of the extreme winds. So wildfires, part of the Texas panhandle, 4 wildfires. They were accelerated by the massive winds. Then you have the high wind warning that came from New Mexico to Upper Michigan, basically that whole swath. If you were to look at a map, that would include, if you do the math, that would include Wisconsin and Illinois and Iowa, Kansas, Nebraska. Multiple tornadoes touched down in Iowa. 36 million people in the middle of this thing, midday on Wednesday. And so some of the airlines had to decide to do something else. Like at the Des Moines International Airport, they decided not to chance landings there because it was an epic line of thunderstorms that were coming in from the west. In Kansas City, Missouri, part of the roof at its downtown airport collapsed and traffic controllers had to evacuate from the tower cab. And there were other airports. Denver had multiple problems with landings because of the high winds there. So same thing. And, man, the Colorado Springs Fire Department, they tweeted this out. They had 635 calls for service within 5 hours, including one about the roof being blown off their own headquarters. Help! Their own headquarters. The fire headquarters. Boom! The roof gone. So, wild. And then holiday decorations. You know, we're, what, 10 days from Christmas, and we're talking about near crazy winds that are near hurricane force in some cases. And It's interesting. Des Moines, especially Des Moines police said on Twitter, no significant damage, injuries, or road closures were reported, but they had these crazy winds and the storm line that if you saw it in the summer, you'd be concerned, right? While that was happening, the president toured Kentucky because the people there are still dealing with the death and destruction from the tornadoes that ravaged them just a handful of days ago, ravaged that whole area. The scale of the destruction is crazy. And when you see more and more video coming out of there, you realize just how devastating it was to Mayfield, which is a really small community that was the direct hit. Direct hit. So, of course, water, food, clothes, all the things that you would need if you suddenly found yourself homeless with nothing, except for maybe a few possessions, if you were even lucky to have those. The good news is, because of the generosity of Americans, so much money is pouring into that community, so people are getting help. Dawson Springs, that was another one that got just whammied by this. And same thing. People lost their homes. They, you know, they're desperately trying to piece things together, and it's so difficult. I mean, Mayfield and Dawson Springs, $99 billion worth of damage. That's what it's pegged at. Yeah, 99. Wow. Crazy. The Kentucky governor, Andy Beshear, who introduced Joe Biden, the prez, when he was in Mayfield and he was touring the area and talking to people, he was so choked up. He said he had never seen anything like it. He could barely introduce the president because he was that choked up by what he had seen and the people he had talked to and all of that. I mean, that string of tornadoes that ripped through five states Friday and Saturday, leveled those buildings, tore apart homes, killed 88 people from Arkansas to Illinois. But Kentucky really bore the brunt of the storm. I mean, 75 people as of Wednesday, more than 100, by the way, still unaccounted for in the state. So there's missing people. But there's generators now. There's 144,000 liters of water. There's 74,000 meals. There's 18,000 blankets. The numbers are big because people are helping, including the government. The Army Corps of Engineers is helping with debris removal and getting the power back up and looking at things for infrastructure and assessing it. And that's the good news, that the help is there. And the help was there almost immediately from people in surrounding communities and others in the United States. And then the feds came in, too, as well. So we know this is what happens, but a shout-out anyway, because that's the kind of thing that we see that brings people up on their feet better than anything else. Because that devastation leaves, I think, people shell-shocked and almost catatonic in some cases because they're still trying to deal with people they knew just being blown off the map themselves. And that's very, very, very difficult. If you've ever gone through that, you know what I'm talking about. Hey, coming up on the show, we're going to have a mailbag. So your thoughts, once again, filled to the brim with our virtual mail. And then at the tail end of the hour, we've got Nail the Score. What game will it be this week in the NFL? You don't have to know diddly about the NFL. I'm just picking a game. You pick a side, tell me the score, and you could clean out the prize closet.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
Yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles away.
About
the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Malcolm? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Oh, yeah.
All right, we are in the mail room. Thanks for all those Christmas cards. I have gotten some virtual Christmas cards. It's actually kind of neat. Some of them are incredibly clever. Like, I got one from Joey. And Joey, it was like this kind of magical pop-up thing. I don't know how to explain it. And it was a game in the middle of it and said, gamemanship, that's the name of the game in 2022. So thanks for that. And for everybody else who sent me cards, that was wonderful, wonderful, very, very cheery. All right, enough with the cards. Let's get right into the meat of it. This one was from Thomas. He is listening to us in Tallahassee, he says, so that must be 1300 a.m. And he says, hey, Kate, you know, I'm watching what's going on with this Omicron stuff and figuring out what's the big difference between Omicron and Delta and what kind of what more variants can we expect coming down the pike. It seems like it's an endless stream of mutations. Does that concern you at all? Of course it does. You know, when we first went into the pandemic, that was what we were basically told by the scientific community. Remember what happens with viruses. They mutate. Then what happens? And then who gets what? So what I think is, how effective are the treatments, right? What are the treatments? What are the options? What do you got going on? So Omicron, which is rapidly spreading, is not sending people to the hospital where they end up either eventually sort of surviving or being put on a ventilator and not surviving, or whatever the objective is, of course, to get out of there. But whatever happens to somebody, it's Delta that's sending people into these early graves in many cases. But with Omicron, the vaccines have been pretty effective, right? So for some, for some that have a couple of doses and then the booster is what, so far in looking at this, the booster is that extra protection that's increased significantly after a third dose, because essentially it's not as big as the first two, but it's a third dose. So that's substantial in increasing protection against Omicron. So there you go. And they've seen this across the board. The CDC reported that 27% of fully vaccinated Americans have had booster shots, and the people where Omicron is happening, the effectiveness is like 80% after that third shot. I mean, that's the facts. That's the data, right? Now, some of the data, of course, this is the cautionary side of this, comes from laboratory experiments, right? So I think more accurate, the thing is, the people who have really been infected, and then you figure out what happens with the T cells. These so-called T cells in vaccinated people put up this defense against the variant, and that helps avoid the hospitalization and death, obviously. So that's what we're looking at. We're looking at the T cells. The CDC is predicting that a wave of infections caused by Omicron's variant is, you know, it's here, and, we're seeing this first wave of infections, and boy, oh boy, wow. So here's what I can say. Yes, viruses mutate. That's the thing that's frightening. When does it all go away? I can't answer that question. I wish I could. I look at what the scientific community is saying. I look at what some of the experiments are. I look at what everybody's talking about. I look at it as a whole, right? Because I'm trying to reasonably assess what do I think. And I think that there's some good people working on this. And I think that we have seen people survive against the odds. And I think we're going to see more variants. Absolutely. We're going to see more. Bummer. Hopefully mild. We get protected. We crush this thing and life goes back to not normal, but whatever the new normal is. All right, this one's from Claire, who's listening to us on 1340 AM, so she told me where, and that would be in Davenport, Iowa. Kate, oh my, the wind on Wednesday made me feel like I was in the Wizard of Oz. Just crazy. Not that I haven't seen windy days or been in any kind of windstorms. Of course I have, but it was nothing that I expected. It was much worse. This wasn't just, oh, the flags are really, you can see them flapping in the wind and we can see that it's pretty strong. I tried to walk my dog and it was like his ears were pinned back to the rest of his body. Thank goodness there was no tornado touchdowns anywhere near me, but other places were talking about tornadoes in our state, and it is something that scares me to death. And of course, I've been through tornadoes, but I gotta tell you, I don't have a good appetite for them. I hate hearing about what happened to the people in Kentucky and so many of those other places. My prayers and thoughts are for them. And we got wind gusts of, at some point during the day, 60, 65 miles an hour. But I feel good that it is going on out. Well, yeah. Like in Lawton, Iowa, there was tornado damage, and you could hear the wail. Somebody sent me some video. You could hear the wail of the sirens, and there certainly was. There was a tornado confirmation near Interstate 80, so there was some. There was definitely some action happening in Iowa. When you see those big clouds and you see that wall that starts moving, and you think, like, that was a thing in Kentucky. It was so wide and 200 plus miles, and that's what makes that so dangerous, of how long it stays on the ground, where it hits. That whole thing obviously is important. All right, let's slide on to something else. How about this? This one is from Duke, who says, Ms. Delaney, I think I heard you say on one of your man caves that you'd had a week where you were 12-2 in your football pool. That's not bad. That's a pretty good winning percentage. If you could win 12 every week, I bet you'd be at the top of the rankings in that pool that you're involved. I'm in a couple of them, and it's such a seesaw kind of year. It's tough to predict, even with the best of teams, who may be the spoiler for that particular week. And there is no, to quote you, rhyme or reason as to what happens sometimes, other than turnovers or incredible play by the defense or lousy play by the offense, or what we consider to be the usual way that we look at games where your team's soaring or fizzling. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. In my pool, because I'm in a pool with a bunch of guys from North Carolina, I think I've talked about that before, and I've done it, I want to say I've done it for 10 years. I had a professor friend who got me in, who got me into the pool, and I just really, I don't know, I really liked it. So, yes, 12-2, I was happy with that week, although I lost two really close games, and if I had won both of those close games, I would have won for the week. So I didn't win for the week. And in the standings, I'm in, I'm in fifth place. But just a couple of games separate us. You know, it's super, super close. So it's going to come down to the last couple of weeks. We got, 4 weeks left in the season, which is crazy. Hey, speaking of that, nail the score at the tail end of the show. You should call us at the tail end and guess who you think's going to win the game that I pick it out at 855-266-2283. Meet you on the flip side.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden spending part of his Wednesday assessing the damage at a tornado-ravaged neighborhood in Mayfield, Kentucky. Biden saying the federal government will continue to do everything possible to help Kentucky. Meanwhile, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says stories of tornado survivors in Kentucky are harrowing.
But in recent days, we also heard about the generosity, the hard work, and the hope that are helping our state recover.
McConnell speaking on the Senate floor. Consumers are spending at a slower rate as retail sales in November rose slightly. Sales at U.S. retail stores, online sellers, and restaurants rose by just 0.3% in November from the previous month. It appears Amazon is once again having a big server outage. It has taken down Twitch and possibly other streaming platforms. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Republican politicians claim critical race theory in schools is teaching kids that American is inherently racist and people get certain advantages based on the color of their skin. And Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis explains how the state's new Stop Woke Act will address critical race theory in Florida schools.
It will put into statute the Department of Education's prohibition on CRT in K through 12 schools. No taxpayer dollars should be used to teach our kids to hate our country or to hate each other.
Russian President Vladimir Putin confirms that he'll be at the upcoming Winter Olympic Games in China, even as other nations are staging a diplomatic boycott. The Olympics are taking place in Beijing, but China's human rights record is leading many countries to say they won't send top officials to the Games. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. I thought how as the day had come, the belfries of all Christendom had rolled along, unbroken song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair, I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong that mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men.
How about a little odds and ends? And it has a lot to do with money, money, money. Yes, you gotta have the money, honey, and right? And sometimes it gets pretty tough, especially with inflation fears that are on the rise. Cash is king. That's what one of my mentors said to me a long time ago. Cash is king. But we live in the world of plastic and, you know, doing what we have to do to scrimp or save or figure out ways to pay for things. And especially during the holidays, you see that where, sadly, too many people, I think, get overextended because they feel like, I'll just make it up. and then they go crazy with gifts. And we're in a weird time because of the pandemic and the weariness that so many people feel. So I get it. All right, so I'm going to hit you up on a couple of money things. So how about this Hobby Lobby that they're often in the middle of controversy either way. Sometimes, depending on your point of view, it's a thumbs up, and sometimes, depending on your point of view, it's a thumbs down. But I give a thumbs up for this. Hobby Lobby raised their minimum wage to $18.50 an hour for full-time workers starting on January 1st. They said the deal is it's above federal minimum wage. They wanted to do this, they say. And, you know, this is a trend for them anyway, because they raised their full-time minimum wage to $15 in 2014 before other retailers were doing it. And the CEO said, look, we want to take care of the employees, and that's kind of our deal. It's people work hard. We want to give them the best pay that we can give them, and the benefits in retail, and that's why we've been able to attract and keep a lot of associates that serve our customers that are devoted to our brand. So that's smart business, right? Because they know it. They know that to be a brand these days, you certainly now more than ever have to keep attracting customers and keep the ones you have, because there's so many different options out there, especially because of all the online ordering. A lot of times people not going into the stores the way they did, and Hobby Lobby is one of those. Yes, you could order online, but a lot of people like to go into the store. It's interesting. I was looking into their background as to when did Hobby Lobby pop up. It was 1972. So they've got 956 stores, and like Chick-fil-A, they are closed on Sundays. So they're closed on Sundays. And like I told you, they're no stranger to controversy, because they absolutely were right in the middle of it in 2014. They won a Supreme Court case that allowed them to deny employees access to some type of birth control, including emergency contraceptive pills, on the grounds the products conflicted with religious beliefs, which they say they are, because, you know, off on Sunday, et cetera. And that led to a lot of arguments about what employers and insurance can do. Yeah. So I say thumbs up, like I said, to raising the minimum wage, because, to keep people in retail, especially, you got to be able to offer the best bang for the buck you can possibly offer. Speaking of money and losing money, you know, there's a popular flea collar that's been linked to almost 1,700 pet deaths, and oh, that's so sad. Imagine somebody trying to protect their animal because of the whole flea thing. And then they have the wrong, they don't know. They get the tick collar, the flea and tick collar, and then it comes out that this is a deadly collar, and it's even though it meets the Environmental Protection Agency's minimums to be sold, then with these investigations, it turns out that it wasn't safe. Seresto is the company. Seresto, developed by Bayer and sold by Elanco, it releases small amounts of pesticide onto pets. So it's supposed to kill fleas, ticks, and other pests. And it's not safe for some animals. Like some pets, like humans, are more sensitive and experience adverse symptoms after the treatment. So it's not good. I read a story about a woman who had never used one of those collars before, and she had a 9-year-old service dog who was mostly an indoor animal. The vet recommended she get one. She went to the pet store near her home in New Jersey, and she got the Seresto collar. Then a day later, that's all it took, the dog had a seizure, collapsed while she was making dinner. Lying on his back, the dog stopped breathing. His eyes rolled back. Oh, she tried to give him CPR, called the police, and they lifted the dog into the car, rushed to the hospital, but the dog died before they could get medical treatment. and they didn't think to take off the collar. They just didn't put it together that this was deadly, that that's what that was. And obviously, if you have that many pets, that's not good because of the severe incidents, not having no idea what that could do. I mean, these collars were introduced in 2012, so the EPA has gotten all those incident reports, and since June of 2020, they've gotten more than 75,000, right? And even 1,000 of them involving human harm. So I would stay away from that. And I know what the, you know, you see them when you go to the pet store. I know I've seen them. And of course, no pesticide is completely without harm, but the EPA is saying that there are measures on the product label that reduce the risks. And of course, the product label is the law, and they have to follow the label directions. But I don't know, saying, hey, some pets are more sensitive. I guess it's a warning that you don't know what's going to happen with your pet, so if you go off and buy a flea collar, you got to watch them, right, and figure it out. All right, speaking of figuring it out, here's another back to the money in the positive column for some people. Remember when it used to be that you would be furious because you didn't keep close enough tabs on your account and you get an overdraft fee, and then somehow you got another one because you didn't realize that you had something that was being taken out of your account every month? And overdraft fees were huge for big banks. I mean, how much money could they have raked in with the overdraft fees? I'm sure billions of dollars. And it had to be for mostly people who were scraping to get, you know, cash in their accounts. So because there's been so much pressure, actually, from lawmakers and the public and customers, etc., that slowly what's happening is large banks are reducing the amount that they take in from overdraft fees that they normally charge when customers make payments or withdrawals in excess of their account. Capital One, which is the sixth largest bank, do you believe that? Capital One is the nation's sixth largest bank. They announced that they were ending all overdraft fees next year. And other banks are making it harder for customers to trigger an overdraft fee. So they're getting weaned off, and I think that's a good thing. Because sometimes, I mean, look, you're robbing Peter to pay Paul or whatever the expression is. And, you know, that. So there's that. Then there's the accidentally not realizing it, right? But you got to closely examine what you got to look at your bank account. And I think that's part of the thing is that people don't look at their bank account. But a lot of the overdrafters are probably people living seriously paycheck to paycheck. And having the bank fees and losing that money, I think, leads to some people choosing not to even have a bank account, right? And then that's a whole other thing that you dive into, like, well, where are they taking their checks? And they have the check cashing places and whatnot, but just for fear of, like, I can't do that, right? No. Mm-mm. And how about this? If you have a student loan payments are going to start in February 1st. So, because they've been frozen for millions, so the collection calls, all that stuff has ended, but it restarts in February. So, because I think there was like this frozen in time thing, there'll be a lot of people that may be surprised by that, right? Even some borrowers, of course, have been hoping that the pause on payments would be extended. But it doesn't look like that's going to happen because it's been a while. When payments were paused, of course, the $1.7 trillion student loan debt portfolio kept growing and growing and growing and growing. Coming up next, nail the score, your chance to win some fabulous prizes. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or send me your guests once I announce the game, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, it is time for Nail the Score. I really wrestled this week with what the game of the week was going to be. There's some obvious games that it certainly would not be. Like, do we care about the Cardinals and the Lions? No. Arizona's favored by almost 2 touchdowns. Check it. They'll win. They'll come up with number 11. I'd have to believe that, right? And then I looked at some other games where I thought it might be interesting to pick it, but in the end, the points were too high and it didn't make any sense. I like to have a game that's a little more even with a chance for either side to win. And so having said that, where I think this could go in any direction, what the game of the week is going to be. Brrr, that's my drum roll. Brrr, is the Bengals and the Broncos. Yes, for all you people that are complaining to me that I never pick the Broncos, there you go. It's at Mile High, and the Broncos are 7-6. Their defense has been interesting to watch. The Bengals are 7-6. They almost clinched, were in this past weekend, and they narrowly lost this past weekend. And I love Joe Burrow. I love that quarterback for Cincinnati. I think this is a kind of an interesting game to try and pick, to be honest. Like I said, it was such a squeaker. They lost to the 49ers 20, what was the final score? 26-23. And it was an overtime game, an overtime loss. They're second in the AFC North. So you just have to pick a side. You don't have to analyze anything. It doesn't matter. Bengals, Broncos, Denver, just for grins, I'll tell you this. Denver is favored by 2.5 points. And the point total on this game, the overall points, 44 over or under with the points. So think about that, just if you were trying to come up with a number. But who do you think wins in this battle of Ohio versus Colorado? It's not really Ohio versus Colorado, but Cincinnati versus Denver. I guess I'll put it that way. That sounds better. On that note, let's jump on it. You can call us at 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Pete in Texas, he never disappoints. Hey, Pete, how are you?
You never write, you never call, you never come by.
What do you think, Peter?
My goodness. I'm thinking 27-24, just because they're in Mile High Stadium, the Broncos.
Broncos, yeah. I like that. I like seeing you. It's right on the line, as you said. So thank you for that. Have a good one, and thank you for coming out of the bunker. He's my favorite. I mean, Pete has been here forever and a day, I'm telling you. And then Sharon, when she's awake, she calls us, and then we get a lot of emails. It's anywhere between 4 to 6. Because I think some of you are listening while you're working, which that kind of makes me happy, as long as you're paying attention to what you're doing at work, right? You can certainly listen. Kate at Kate Delaney Radio, you can send me your guesses there, Kate at Kate Delaney Radio, or jam on this number, 855-266-5283. Nothing gets Nathan more excited than to talk about the weekly Nail the Score game. So, Nathan, Bengals or Broncos, who do you like?
I'm so excited about this game. I'm glad you chose it and that we watch football.
I bet.
I feel like I have not heard the word Bengals in I don't know how long. So I'm just going to choose them. Even though I totally agree that that Denver's probably going to win. But for funsies, let's give them the go. 28-21
Bengals.
Yes.
I love it. All right, so 28-21. Thank you, Nathan.
Ma'am.
Nate the Great. That, by the way, is an afternoon game. 4:05 kick in the East. So figure out the time wherever you are. Central, it would be, of course, 3:05. But I think it has the potential to be one of... I think there's going to be a bunch of games, by the way. They're going to be edge of your seat, maybe overtime games. That's what you keep seeing all year long. It's been fun to watch football, I have to say, and it's a great, it is a great maybe distraction to the constant drumbeat of what's happening around us. I find that more people are paying attention or watching and just relaxing than maybe I've seen in my whole career. I mean, honestly, maybe I've seen in my whole career. All right, one thing that is not relaxing, I'm going to give you my guess here coming up too, but is that there's been a recent wave of positive COVID-19 tests. The NFL chief medical officer says most came from asymptomatic players. So about 2/3 of the 100-plus NFL players who have tested positive since Monday are asymptomatic. And, you know, so now we're starting to see this crop up. And the surge, which is with the Omicron variant, that's been detected in test results from multiple teams. That's part of it. The they have a lot of people in the NFL that have fairly low levels of antibodies, even though they're fully vaccinated. And you know, that's what the chief medical officer, anyway, Dr. Alan Sills, is saying. That's part of the reason for that. They're trying to figure out when what happens adjusting the return of vaccinated players who test positive. Current protocol allows them to return after two negative tests with 24 hours in between, but it's possible they could come back sooner if they remain asymptomatic. So they're strategizing there and trying to come up with maybe a different way of doing that, because that definitely affects when somebody sometimes can get back into, you know, misses a game or get back into practice or whatever it, you know, whatever it might be. So I look at this game, and I picked the game because I really truly believe it comes down to a handful of points. And the Broncos defense is something else. I mean, when they are just clicking, look out. And Denver is 7-6, you know, in the AFC West. Los Angeles is in front of them, and Kansas City, of course, at the top of the division. But it's a couple of games with the separation here. So, well, Denver, when I look at Denver, they're playing for potential. They're playing for, who knows, a wild shot at a wild possibility. I mean, right now it's not looking great, but that doesn't mean that it won't happen. In fact, they signed safety, I love this name, Haha Clinton Dix, and they signed Travis Fulgham to their practice squad, the wideout. Dix has started 16 games in 5 of his seasons in the league. He played 2 games for the Raiders this year. So they're trying to make something happen. As for Travis, he had 38 receptions for the Eagles last season. So they're trying to beef up offensively, or at least do whatever they can. All right, having said all that, I'm going with the Bengals. I'm going with the Bengals because of what I said before. I'm going with the Bengals. They had a bunch of squeakers. If I looked at the predictors of this, I would say that the Bengals have more than a 60% chance to win this game, and so much of that is not what they're able to do offensively. So I like it. I'm going to say Bengals win it by a score of 28-24. So very similar to Nate's, except for a few more points on the other side of it for Denver. For anybody who emailed me, don't worry. We will get it in. Duly noted. You will be registered for this upcoming week. I hope someone nails the score. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.